listening to Grace Ambassadors Radio, where we answer your questions from a Bible-believing, God-trusting, Pauline perspective.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us this week as Pastor Justin Johnson of Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship answers your questions from the Bible. If you have Bible questions that you would like to have answered on Grace Ambassadors Radio, please visit our website, graceambassadorsradio.com. But in the meantime, stay with us to hear Pastor Justin Johnson answer today's questions from the perspective of the Bible, rightly divided.
Watching Stephen Curry will not make you a basketball player. Neither will sitting in church make you a Christian. So what makes a Christian? It starts with, we're all sinners. And if we could save ourselves, we don't need Christ. But the truth is that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose from the dead and offers you eternal life freely. Trust that Christ did everything necessary to save you, then you will be a Christian.
Learn more about real Christianity and the clear gospel by visiting our website, graceambassadorsradio.com. That's graceambassadorsradio.com.
Curry steps back. It's good!
You grew up in a Catholic church, but stopped when it started to interfere with the ballgame. When you got married, you started going to the Baptist church down the road because you needed a pastor to perform the ceremony. Now that you have children, you started going to a non-denominational church because they had a better basketball court. But now your wife attends a charismatic church, and you stay home listening to ESPN Radio. Maybe you've been there and done that with churches, hopping from one to the next. Maybe you've never settled down because church never really made sense to you, and you had doubts and questions that weren't ever answered by the pastor. Well, you've never been to Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship. We teach Mid-Acts Pauline Dispensational Rite Division. We don't pass a collection plate. We don't beg for money. We don't jump the pew. We don't spend all morning singing and waving our hands in the clouds. Instead, we give an entire hour each Sunday morning to address your questions about the Bible. We take God's Word and actually apply it to current events, and we don't shy away from talking about the controversies. This is what you'll find at Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship at 6281 South, 900 West, Swayze, Indiana. You're welcome to come out and study with us and get your questions answered at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning, or come out on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock where we study the Bible verse by verse, or listen to us online at graceambassadors.com.
Here's what people are saying about Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship.
At Grace Ambassadors, there's not a whole bunch of hype and emotionalism. It's reading God's Word and understanding it and allowing that to change your life.
No tithing, no membership, no fancy frills, just Bible.
You don't have to be perfect to attend Grace Ambassadors. You learn real doctrine that you can apply to your daily life.
If you want to remove doubt, eliminate confusion and frustration, and equip yourself to minister to those around you with confidence, clarity, and intelligence, and come to Grace Ambassadors and learn the truth from God's Word rightly divided.
Learn more about Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship at graceambassadorsradio.com. Every week on Grace Ambassadors Radio, we encourage you to contact us with your questions or your comments about what you hear on Grace Ambassadors Radio or anything that you might want to know more about the Bible. And we just want to remind you at the start of this week's episode how you can do that. You can go to our website, graceambassadorsradio.com, and submit your questions and comments there via the contact form. You can write to us at P.O. Box 161, Swayze, Indiana, 46986, and you can address that to Grace Ambassadors Radio. Or you can call our phone number, which is 828-528-1177. If you'll leave a message there, we'll make sure that we get back to you about your questions and get those answered for you. We'd like to start out this week's episode with a few comments that we have received about the radio broadcast here, so I'd like to read those to you now. The first one says, just want to tell you guys how good you sound on the radio. I don't know how I missed this for so long, but this is great. So that's one comment from a listener who has enjoyed listening to our radio broadcast. And another one here reads, I recently found your radio program and I love it. It answers so many of my questions. I found out about Mid-Acts Dispensational Pauline Rite Division about 9 months ago. I think I listened to 2 months of your radio archives just today. I would like to request your book, Start Rightly Dividing, and some of your tracks. Keep up the good work.
Yes, we want to encourage people to ask for that free book. We are offering that free literature for you, so to ask for the book, Start Rightly Dividing, and that's the book that she requested, and we'll be mailing that out to her for free. And so just leave your message and say that you want that, and we'll get it out to you.
Well, that brings us to our question and answer portion of this week's episode, and we have quite a few lined up for you today. You keep talking about in your discussions to the Bible questions that people send us about doctrine It seems like it's a word you use all the time. What do you mean by that? What is doctrine?
Doctrine is just a teaching. And when we talk about Bible doctrine, we're talking about what the Bible teaches specifically. And so I know some people are averse to hearing doctrine or having doctrine taught in their church because, you know, when you're in school, no one likes to study. No one likes to sit and listen to the teacher. Recess was the most popular part, and everyone liked gym class. But doctrine is important for us to understand things like who God is, what we're supposed to be doing, how he acts in the world, and that sort of business. You know, doctrine is something you hear about on CNN and ABC and NBC. Doctrine is something that is talked about throughout your life when you're talking about the issues that concern civilization. You know, we're in a political election year this year, and every night you're hearing doctrine spouted from the TV program and gossip and things like that. And so they're talking about doctrine of this political position or that political position. And concerning politics, people think that's important. But when it comes to church, they go to church and think, well, we don't want to hear any doctrine about what God's doing in the world or anything about that. We just want to be there and listen to some music, and we'll go home and feel good about ourselves. But when you're a Bible-believing Christian, you realize it's important what the Bible says about yourself, about your spirituality, about who God is, about right and wrong, truth and error. And so this is why we spend so much time on doctrine, because we believe the Bible. Otherwise, we would toss it out and just try to find some group or some people or some club of friends that made us feel good about ourselves.
So doctrine is really just a teaching. And so you can find doctrine anywhere, I guess. That helps us better understand it. But why is it that doctrine is so important when it comes to talking about the Bible or faith or Christianity?
Again, we can use a political example here. If you read the Constitution, it's important what it says because it dictates what our government can and can't do. And so we constantly have battles in our country about the constitutionality of this or that law or this or that action. And so we debate doctrine, the constitutional doctrine, constitutional teaching all the time. And people have their interpretations of the Constitution, whether or not it should be taken literally or whether or not it should be more amorphous and stretched and bent towards the preferences of the culture. And so people discuss this. And so it's important what the First Amendment says, the freedom of religion and the freedom of the press and the freedom of speech and things like that. And that can influence the way we act in our country, in the world. And Americans used to think that these ideas, these doctrines that underlined our Constitution were things that would affect the world. These are truths, you know, God-given rights and things like that. And so that's just a political example. Imagine when you come to the Bible and concerning your spiritual life. Eternity, you know, what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong. The Bible is the source of these things, God, it's being God's revelation to humanity. And so imagine having an answer, having a doctrinal understanding about why there are so many religions and which one is right. You know, I kind of get tired sometimes and I sympathize because I was there. But when people ask, we can't, you know, how do you know which religion is true? I can't know which one's right. There's so many of them. Well, one place to start is to pick up the book and read it. You would be amazed at how many people simply do not read the material. And again, I say that knowing that a lot of people are literate in history, but also just in the natural course of your life, people don't read books anymore, it seems like. They're watching Hulu, you know, and so picking up the Bible and reading it, or on your smartphone, flipping the Bible open and reading it. It's a lot easier to understand than you may think just by reading the material. And when you read it, it will start to influence what you think about what God is doing, and you'll start to understand some of these doctrinal controversies, and some of them may be very clear. You know, in our country, we talk about the separation of church and state, and you read the Constitution, and that phrase isn't anywhere in the Constitution, separation of church and state. In the same way, you know, you open your Bible and you'll find things that people talk about Christianity and God and religion that simply just are not in there, you know. And so people have wrong ideas about God because they don't read the Bible.
So really, doctrine is just important for us to have the right idea about who God is?
Who we are, you know, the makeup of human beings, what sin and righteousness is, also our eternal life. Where are we going in the future? What happens when we die? Why do we die? I mean, this is a question that humanity's kind of given up on, and scientists are trying to cure it. And if they understood why we died in the first place, perhaps that may help their efforts towards solving the issue. You know, understanding that humans aren't just material, that we're also spiritual. There's a soul in us. You know, the Bible is what teaches us about that. You know, without the Bible, we wouldn't know what sin was. And so sin's kind of an archaic word to some people, but it describes what is wrong about humanity and wrong with our culture, and it's something that's contrary to God. And so people like to judge others, but if you're not judging based on the biblical standard of sin and righteousness, then what standard are you judging by? It's made up. It's a rubber ruler. It's your own. So, yeah, we need the Bible to explain to us these revelations, the supernatural understanding of the world we live in, and salvation and eternal life, and more specifically and practically, what church you ought to attend, you know, what you ought to do personally in your family in response to God, what ought you to believe. If you're questioning what is true, the Bible is a good place to start.
Well, those seem like some pretty serious issues, and the Bible is such a huge book, and it's been around for so long, and so many different people have come to it and read it and espoused teachings from it and taught things from it, justified their actions from it. So it seems that everybody has their own interpretation of the Bible. So what makes your interpretation any different or any better than anybody else's?
Now, this is a good question, because I'm claiming to say, well, if you open the Bible, then you can understand it and you'll know the truth. And yet there's many denominations, many different churches, and people have said to me before, you know, everyone has their own interpretation of the Bible. How do you know yours is right? And here's what you got to think about. First of all, going back to reading the Bible, is that I realize that a lot of people simply don't read the Bible, and you need to pick it up for yourself. If you're of the opinion that everybody that has an opinion has studied the material, that's just naive. That's not what's happened. And so don't be that person. You know, open the Bible, read it for yourself, be intelligized about what the source material says in the scripture. So if you don't have a Bible, give us a ring, leave us a message, we'll send you one. But you need to know what it says, and instead of listening to other people tell you what it says. And that's where a lot of the different interpretations come from, is people's opinions. And opinions are like elbows. Everyone's got a couple of them, you know. And so that's the first thing. But second thing is, imagine if people don't, if people pick up the Bible and they just go to anywhere in the scripture to grab doctrine. And we talk about rightly dividing the scripture on our program here. And that concerns understanding that the Bible was written not all at once, okay, like some other books claim to have been. The Bible was written through history over 1,500 different years, 1,500 years, over 40 different authors, the Bible was written. And so it spans empires and civilizations and different contexts. And so to understand what the Bible is saying and to whom it's saying it, you have to understand the historical context that it's in at that certain place that you're reading. And so imagine if one group of people in our country started living like they used to live in the 1200s, and they were living without, running water and the indoor plumbing and things like this. And another group was living like they did in the 1800s. And another group of people lived like they do in the early 1950s. You know, another group lived like they do in 2016. And you'd have these different groups that live according to different parts of history. And you ask them, why do you live that way? And they say, well, I opened up this history book and I read how they lived, and that's how I live today. You know, imagine if there was a group of people that thought that the current politics and the way they reacted to politics was according to, you know, 9th century European politics or something. It'd be totally out of date, and people realize that's ridiculous. You have to understand what's happening now, and history is good to know where you came from, but we all need to agree that we live in the now. And this is a concept that people don't apply to scripture. And this is one major reason why there's so many different so-called interpretations. People open the Bible and they'll follow different places in the scripture that talk about history that just simply aren't happening today, or they don't see the big picture of the Bible. They don't know what God's doing now. They think it all speaks about today, and it doesn't. You know, you pick up the Psalms and you read about the Psalms of David. That's David, a king of Israel, thousands of years ago, writing about a nation that God was supernaturally involved with. A nation in the Middle East, even, that had 613 laws that they were required to keep by God. And so when you go back and read these Psalms, that's the context that you're in. 2 Chronicles 7:14, you see it in people's front yards. The context of that verse is in Israel obeying these laws. And they're trying to live according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And so you can see by my illustration that that'd be kind of archaic, anachronistic. Shouldn't we understand what God's doing now? Because we read in Romans 10, verse 3 and 4, that Jesus Christ is the end of the law for righteousness Paul says we're not under the law. What does this mean? You know, today, God is not operating through a single nation. Paul tells us that Jesus Christ and God is operating through all people, all nations who believe the gospel of Christ in this new creature called the body of Christ, the church. And so things have changed throughout the scripture, and we can't just pick it up and pick any page to follow. And so there's so many interpretations because people do that. You'll have, you know, the Church of God, Anderson, Indiana, they'll open up to Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, and they'll take the Sermon on the Mount as their primary passage and way of living. And they may get some good out of that, but they'll be acting according to Jesus' kingdom commands to the circumcision in Israel. You'll have Pentecostal churches, and their pattern is Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit got poured out and they spoke in tongues and healed people. But there's a context historically of what was going on at Pentecost, and that's not happening today. And then you have some churches that are Pauline. They operate according to the way Paul ministered to the Gentiles, the gospel, the grace of God, and that would include our church, Grace Ambassadors. And of course, they're going to look different. They're going to look different because people are following instructions to different people at different times in biblical history. And so what we all need to be asking, what you need to be asking yourself, is not why there's so many interpretations. I mean, that seems obvious that people are misinterpreting the scripture. There would be so many of them. But which one is right? And again, that requires you to open the book and read some for yourself. Read the New Testament. Read the book of Romans to see what God is doing today. Okay? But also to know the big picture. You go to our website, graceambassadors.com, and you'll see there's many chart lessons and big picture lessons where we're trying to explain what God's purpose has been from Genesis to Revelation, from the beginning of time to the future end of time. We explain God's whole purpose and where you fit in to that purpose. And you need to have that bird's eye big picture view if you're going to understand how to interpret the scripture.
Today on Grace Ambassadors Radio, we are talking about the importance of understanding Bible doctrine and how it has an impact on your interpretation of what the Bible says. We'll be back in just a few minutes to continue our discussion. Every week, millions of adults suffer from the same terrible condition, Bible ignorance. Experts say most adults can't name the first book of the Bible. Do you think Joan of Arc was Noah's wife, Paul was one of the 12 apostles, or that the red letters are the most important? If you have any of these symptoms, act now. Get help by listening to GraceAmbassadorsRadio.com. You're not alone. Bible ignorance can be cured. Help stop the ignorance by listening to GraceAmbassadorsRadio.com. Here's what people are saying about Mid-Acts Pauline Right Division.
I never really realized the extent of religious bondage that I was in until I heard and believed the truth of God's Word rightly divided.
Right Division is about separating Scripture so you know what God's doing today.
Rightly Dividing the Bible helps you understand what in the Bible is for your participation so that you won't be confused as many things in Scripture seem to be apparent contradictions.
The motivation for living for Christ comes from an understanding of the truth of God's Word rightly divided, not from external pressures of a religious system.
It helped me to be able to understand my Bible that I can understand it without somebody telling me.
The ability to clearly understand God's Word and His will has improved my life in immeasurable ways.
I would say that I have understanding of issues regarding the Bible that I never had before.
Learn more about Mid-Acts Pauline Right Division at GraceAmbassadorsRadio.com. You're listening to Grace Ambassadors Radio, and today our question and answer session is focused on the topic of doctrine. What that is, and in the first half of our broadcast, we learned that that's simply teaching. So when it comes to biblical doctrine, we're talking about teachings from the Bible. We discussed the importance of that and the fact that there are many different interpretations and different teachings, and so what makes the teachings and the doctrines taught here on Grace Ambassadors Radio so unique in that we teach it from a Pauline perspective, understanding what God is doing now from the Scripture. So to continue our discussion in this vein, if different interpretations produce the right results in people's works and their actions and the things that people do, then isn't this more important than the doctrine? I mean, isn't people's behavior more important than what they believe?
This may seem counterintuitive, but in God's eyes, it's not. You know, God definitely wants us to do good, and doing right and behaving godly is so important, but godly behavior is driven by your belief even those people who claim not to have any beliefs, they're acting upon what they've been taught, what they've been inculcated with from their upbringing or their culture or what has influenced them, what they pattern themselves after. They have developed in themselves a belief system. It may be as simple as simply that I don't try to harm anybody, and I just try to live according to my conscience. But this is a doctrine. This is a teaching. This is a belief about life. And so whether you know it or not, your life follows a set of beliefs and understandings about the world. And so when you let the Bible, let God drive those beliefs, it will affect your behavior differently in some areas. Some areas it won't. People are raised to say to finish the food on your plate, or don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, this sort of thing. And of course, those are godly behaviors. And so maybe those things won't change. It'll be just like your atheist neighbor, but there'll be other behaviors that do. God will judge men according to their deeds, but more importantly, he's offering salvation based on what we believe. Salvation is by grace through faith, and faith is a belief. Faith is not an action. Faith is not a work. And so when he says salvation's by faith, it's what we're believing, you see, and what he wants us to believe. How he offers salvation is when we believe that Jesus Christ, the Lord, died for our sins and rose from the dead to offer us eternal life. So to believe that, to trust God to save us through Christ's finished work, is the gospel. If we're rejecting Jesus Christ being God, rejecting the God of the Bible and saying, well, I'm still doing good, I want to live forever, but we reject God, this is not what God counts as righteous. In fact, this is unrighteous in the scripture. And so all of your so-called good works become what the Bible calls as filthy rags. You know, what you thought was good behavior becomes now a slap in the face to the God who created you to do good behavior. And so all of that comes to naught if you're not honoring and thanking the God who made you. So it's important we know who God is. You know, you can do a lot of good things in the name of a wrong idea. And the ends do not justify the means. This is what the Bible teaches. And so this is a true thing and a righteous thing. And so it may be counterintuitive to think, well, you know, if everybody just behaves right, it doesn't matter what we teach and believe. But it does, because what you teach and believe drives your behavior. And because of wrong doctrine, because of disbelief in the scripture, is the reason why we have a growing abundance of wrong behavior, even in churches. It's because people aren't believing right doctrine. They're not being taught the right thing from the scripture.
Well, so this helps us understand how important doctrine is, and getting it right from the Bible will drive how you respond to things and how you act in this world and the decisions that you make. But when it comes to understanding Bible doctrine specifically, aren't there just some things that we're not going to be able to understand, some things we just can't know?
Most certainly. You know, we don't know everything. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. There's no way for us as fallible human beings to be perfect in understanding. Only God knows all. At the same time, God has left us a book, and granted, it's kind of a big book compared to the comic books we read, you know, but it is not endless. It consists of 66 different books, and you can read it, and you can understand it, and especially when you realize that salvation is found in a small book called Romans in there. I mean, you can read through that in just an hour or so, half hour, an hour. And so it is limited so that we can read it. It's accessible to us, you see. And there are things in the Bible we won't understand. There are things in the scripture nobody understands. But God revealed the Bible for us to understand. And so the most important things are clear. You know, of course, there are questions that you may have about life that God simply did not address in the scripture. But we have to trust God in that those answers must not have been important for him to tell us. So we need to trust God that what he's given to us in scripture is what we need to know. And the Bible itself says that all scripture is profitable to make the man of God perfect, thoroughly furnished. And so we trust God that he's given us what we need to know, and that we can know the most important things. And you don't need a PhD to understand the scripture. You can understand the most important things from the Bible. You can understand what God is doing in your life. You can understand what salvation is. You can understand what the church is. These are big topics. And so a lot of the things that theologians argue about, or a lot of people want to argue about, are things the Bible doesn't talk a lot about. They're not the main parts. The main parts are the important parts. And so that's something we can know.
You speak so confidently about the doctrines that you teach and the things that you talk about here on Grace Ambassadors Radio. How is it that you can be so sure that what you're saying is right, and that what you believe about the teachings and the doctrine in the Bible is the right way to believe it?
This is a good question as well, because I don't want to be arrogant, and my certainty comes simply because of my belief in God being true. I believe the Bible is God's word, and if that's true, then I could be wrong every time I speak. But when I read the scripture, it's right. And this is where I challenge you to pick up a Bible and show me where I'm wrong, if I'm wrong. Open the Bible and read for yourself. It's God that gives certainty, to know what's right and wrong. It's not from myself. It's not from your understanding or my understanding. It's what God says. And you say, well, no one, again, we have 100 interpretations. Well, read the Bible and see if that's so or not. There's a lot of very easy passages in the scripture that just you'd have to be really educated to be educated out of understanding the simplicity of these passages. The Bible's a lot easier to understand than you may think.
Well, today on Grace Ambassadors Radio, we've been talking about the importance of Bible doctrine and how that affects your interpretation, how it affects your behavior, and how you respond to God and the things of this world. If you have questions about anything that you heard on today's episode or anything about the Bible specifically, please go to our website, graceambassadorsradio.com. Submit your questions or comments there, positive or negative. We'll take them all. And you can let us know what you're thinking about the radio broadcast or any questions you have about the Bible. If you would rather write us a note, you can address your envelope to Grace Ambassadors Radio at P.O. Box 161, Swayze, Indiana 46986. Or if you'd prefer to give us a call, you could call us at 828-528-1177, and you can leave us a voicemail there, and we'll be sure to get back in touch with you. Again, that number is 828-528-1177. You're listening to Grace Ambassadors Radio. The Bible says the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. By the cross, God takes ungodly sinners and freely justifies them through faith. But how can a righteous God give salvation to ungodly men simply by faith? Shouldn't salvation be earned by good works? The problem is that we are all sinners and the wages of sin is death. So a million good works amount to nothing when one sin results in death. If God only can give salvation, and man cannot earn salvation and has nothing with which to pay, then the only way to get salvation is if God provides it freely. And this is exactly what God has done through the blood, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ did everything necessary to save your soul. Trust God's righteousness in Christ and not your own, and you will be saved.
Now, if you've been listening and been asking yourself, what is this right division? Where do I start? How do I begin? I wrote a book just for you. I wrote a book last year about how to rightly divide called Start Rightly Dividing. And I want to give you that book for free if you come to my website and give me your mailing address. I want to know if you're listening. So if you're listening, send me your name and your mailing address at graceambassadorsradio.com and I'll send you a free copy of my book, Start Rightly Dividing. That's graceambassadorsradio.com. Want to learn more about Mid-Ax Pauline Bible-believing Christianity? You can listen to all of our programs archived online at graceambassadorsradio.com. But don't just listen. I want your feedback. Go to our website and ask your questions. Tell me what you liked about this program. Tell me if you're confused about the Bible. Tell me how good-looking I am. Or tell me off. Whatever your reaction, I want to hear from you. If you'd rather write me a letter, you can send your questions and comments to P.O. Box 161, Swayze, Indiana. The only Swayze in the world. Our website is graceambassadorsradio.com, and we go to the post office every week to hear from you at Grace Ambassadors Radio at P.O. Box 161, Swayze, Indiana, 46986.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Grace Ambassadors Radio, a ministry of Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship in Swayze, Indiana. To learn more about our ministry or to submit your Bible questions to be answered on the air, please visit our website at graceambassadorsradio.com. That's graceambassadorsradio.com.